The way I see it, you and me got one thing to talk about, and that's what you are willing to do for me.
You should reward me accordingly.
Which bothers some men. The word itself makes some men uncomfortable.
I volunteer as tribute!
Stick with me and we'll claw our way to the top!
Well, there's a first time for everything.
Friday's the time to talk movies here on The Takeaway, the weekend movie releases with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, who's here with me. Hey, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
Great to have you back. We're going to be talking about La La Land today. We have Office Christmas Party. I'm going to start you with trivia.
Okay.
Stemming from La La Land. It stars, who's...
Emma Stone.
That's,
Ryan
she's
Gosling.
She's the one I was looking for. I was looking at the wrong movie. That's why. Emma Stone is the trivia that we're talking about here. This is an audio trivia cut. Save your answer. We're going to come back to this. Thanks for the help with Emma Stone.
Sure.
Emma Stone is in another movie. Here's a hilarious Emma Stone moment from earlier in her career, long before La La Land, a tragic dying scene. Listen.
I'm sorry, it just gets me. But it still is sad.
What movie is that? And whose death is Emma Stone cracking up about? That's your trivia question. Hold on to it. We'll come back to it. Rafer, La La Land, director Damien Chazelle and Emma Stone, of course.
Right. Original musical, the rare original musical, not based on a play. She and Ryan Gosling play a couple in Los Angeles. He's a jazz pianist. She is an aspiring actress, and they meet and they fall in love.
Let's listen.
It's love. Yes, all we're looking for is love from someone else.
A rush.
A glance.
A time.
I watched this trailer and I thought, I'm a Fiona Apple fan, and there's part of these jazz standards in this story that appeals to me here.
Yeah, I mean, the score is very lushly orchestrated, beautifully done, some very clever, funny moments. There's a wonderful duet they do in Griffith Park that gets interrupted by an iPhone cell ring, and it fits into the melody beautifully. So a lot of great stuff like that. I do wish the songs had stuck in my head a little bit more. And even though Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone are beautiful together, they're really the only two characters in the film. And I wanted a little bit more. I wanted other voices in that film. You don't quite get that enough. It becomes a little repetitive there. But it's a beautiful film, probably going to win Best Oscar. New York Film Critics Circle, of which I am a member, voted it their Best Picture.
Wow.
So you probably look for this to win the Best Picture Oscar.
That's a huge vote of confidence for La La Land from Rafer Guzman. A very different film, Office Christmas Party, seems insane and stupid and kind of funny.
Yes. Well, this is by the members, the guys who did The Hangover, of course. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston, Jason Bateman, big Office Christmas Party. If they can just throw a party wild enough to impress a big client, maybe they can save the company. You know, it's not a great movie, pretty good cast, some fun moments. If you manage your expectations, I think you can have a good time.
And Kate McKinnon is soaring. They put her at the top of the trailer because everybody loves her.
Because
so it might an easy,
wonderful.
Fun one to watch.
Yes. Rob Corddry as well. Good cast.
All right. Let's get to your trivia before we let you go. Rafer, we were talking about Emma Stone in La La Land. I gave you a hilarious clip from earlier in her career, a dying scene. Listen.
I'm sorry, it just gets me.
Rafer?
Todd, you've stumped me. I got nothing.
That's Bill Murray dying in Zombieland.
Ah.
And Emma Stone cracking up.
Good
Rafer
one.
Rafer Guzman, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
The Takeaway is supported by Exxon and Mobil, offering Synergy gasoline engineered in ExxonMobil's Formula One fuel lab. Exxon and Mobil, energy lives here.